Starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've given up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
The only way to describe it is just, it's a dry heat. It's not really humid. It's just hot. You stand out in it, you're just hot.
Meet Emily Dalton. She runs a pub with her family at Oyen, a small town roughly an hour south of Mildura in far northwestern Victoria. Oyen falls under the purview of the Mildura Rural City Council, a local government area comprising almost 10% of the state, and which lately, according to Victoria's Emergency Management Commissioner Tim Weebush, has been one of the hottest places around.
We're obviously expecting extremely hot conditions right across the state, both in the north and the south today, with Melbourne expecting a forecast temperature of 45 degrees, and in the northwest of the state, 49 degrees at both Oyen and Mildura.
That was the day after Australia Day, and for Mildura, it became the hottest day on record. The nearby towns of Walpiarp and Hopetoun also broke records, posting Victoria's all-time hottest temperatures. But that wasn't the end of the story. Mildura then had a heat wave, hitting temperatures above 40 degrees for the rest of the week, which Mildura Mayor Ali Karpa says is on another level.
The official temperature recorded, as in the high point temperature recorded, was 48.9. And temperatures, of course, recorded, you know, like in the shade. So people's cars were showing, you know, 50 degrees. It was really hot, and that's hot even for us.
In Oyen, Emily Dalton says the locals coped the best they could.
There's a few people at the pub. I think a lot of people are at home under their aircon, though, and a fair few people would be down the lake.
That's also how residents in Mildura itself approached the heat, many bunkering down in air-conditioned homes during the warmest part of the day. The council says it did its part by providing designated cooling spaces, extending opening hours in some publicly run facilities, and highlighting its heat awareness campaigns. Mayor Ali Karpa says that they have long made a point of including messaging on heat stress to reach the estimated 79 diverse nationalities that live in Mildura.
You know, when it gets really, really hot, the river can be like a magnet almost, you know, for people to go and get some respite from the heat. But unless you've lived here for a while, the river can be quite deceptive. It looks a lot safer than it is. We've had very tragically over time some drownings and of people who are, you know, who are new arrivals and who are recent immigrants or refugees. And so we really make a point of providing that education.
She says for many locals, hot temperatures like this and these kinds of adjustments are par for the course.
What's the alternative? I mean, yeah, that's right. Yeah, we adapt. And of course, there's been human inhabitants of this region for, you know, many tens of thousands of years. And then even like since colonisation, you know, for generations, there was no air conditioning. And it's always been hot.
But experts are in broad agreement that these heat waves are intensifying, with multiple reports and studies blaming a worsening climate change situation for the trend. That includes a report from the Australian Climate Service in December 2025. The Climate Change Minister, Chris Bowen, said offered an idea of what the future might look like without urgent action to drastically lower greenhouse gas emissions.
Cascading. It will get worse over time. Compounding. Each impact of climate change will make another impact worse. And concurrent, communities will suffer the impacts of climate change in different ways at the same time, and we'll have a lot to manage.
That means essentially it's not the last heatwave Mildura or other regional communities can expect to see, and that there could be impacts to be felt far and wide. To begin with, Victoria's Chief Health Officer, Dr. Carolyn McElnay, says it's not just a matter of people simply being uncomfortable. She says heat waves can literally be a matter of life and death, with extreme heat responsible for more mortalities in Australia than bushfires, cyclones and floods combined.
We know that prolonged heat can affect anyone, and when high heat continues for a number of days, can affect your health and make some people seriously unwell. Those most at risk are those over the age of 65, those with underlying health conditions, pregnant women, babies and children.
There are other concerns too. Mildura is at the heart of the Lower Murray River region, an ecosystem that supports a range of wildlife and livelihoods, and which Environment Minister Murray Watt has just listed as critically endangered.
The listing provides important recognition that despite the efforts of governments and communities, the Lower Murray remains under great stress and that we need to do more to protect it and restore it.
Momentum Energy is 100% owned by Hydro Tasmania, who in a single hour make enough renewable energy to fill 400,000 bathtubs with freshly popped popcorn, or spin 200 million disco balls all at once, or power an army of 10 million robot vacuums ready to take over the world. Or just help keep your leftovers cold. Either or. For a power company backed by someone who can do all that, switch to Momentum Energy. 100%.
Hot takes, heartaches, and South Asian stories that hit home for Australians. This is SBS Spice.
And while gendered violence is also a universal problem, it affects South Asian communities in a very, very particular way. And if we cannot tease out the culturally specific ways that are cause and effect for this type of violence, then there is little hope to understand resistances or to counter it.
Curious to hear more? Tune into SBS Spice on the SBS website or wherever you get your podcasts.
A study published in January in the Urban Sustainability Journal analysed large-scale bank card transaction data and daily temperature records in Melbourne, Sydney and Adelaide. It found extreme heat events are driving substantial time-of-day shifts in consumer spending behaviour, and there's evidence of a similar trend in Mildura. Some businesses posted on social media that they would be closing early in the heat, while other shops in the town centre put signs on their doors. There was almost no one on the streets after the morning peak. For those businesses that did stay open, Matt from the Boathouse Cafe on the banks of the Murray River says it was unusually quiet.
Not good. This time of year we're usually thriving, plenty of staff on, plenty of work and plenty of customers enjoying the view. But this heat wave has pretty much been there all day today this week. I don't blame anyone. A bit over 40 degrees is a bit too hot to go out.
Those providing essential services have had no choice, however, but to keep going. Public libraries are traditionally valued and important places of social connection, offering not just books but access to technology and community programs. The libraries that operate across Mildura are no exception. They stayed open as the temperature rose outside, though their rural outreach service had to be cancelled during the heatwave because of safety concerns. Meanwhile, the clinical practice manager for the Mallee District Aboriginal Service in Mildura, Stephen Bowden, told NITV they got through by changing their standard operating procedures.
All the mums and bubs that are coming in to see our KMS team and our maternal child health nurses rang them and said, you know, we'll change those appointments for the morning or we'll come and do home visits to save mum and bubs coming out in the heat. Then with our chronic disease team, so the ITC program, they're doing all the medication runs first thing in the morning.
Agriculture is a big part of Mildura. Around $1.1 billion is generated in gross agricultural production revenue every year, the most for any Australian local government area. The Gruival family, originally from the Punjab in India, run a farming operation near Mildura, producing around 10,000 tonnes of wheat a year at Golden Grain Mills to supply Indian grocery stores and restaurants across Australia. Amar Gruival told SBS Punjabi that climate change is an ever-present concern for them.
So farming, there were local challenges.
Water availability and climate issues affect farming. Overall, farming is a bit of a challenge, especially in Australia when there is a lot of drought.
The mayor says part of their planning is thinking about how the local economy might be impacted if there are significant changes in the current climate.
Certainly with wheat, the heat at the moment doesn't matter because the harvest has already happened. In terms of grapes, heat is good. Like dry heat is okay. I mean, especially if you're drying fruit. Humidity is a problem, you know, like if we've got sort of humid type heat, because that can sort of, you know, create outbreaks of disease. And so we're in the eye of the storm in many ways. You know, they talk about climate moving south, which means that, you know, if we increasingly kind of have the climate of Wilcannia, you know, that Western New South Wales desert, it's going to be much harder to grow what we grow. And our economy is fundamentally based on primary production and horticulture.
Ali Kapa says it's not just about protecting the economy, though. She says the council is well aware of the science on climate change and accepts it. Officials have been devoting extra energy to figuring out what kind of emissions the council is responsible for and working out ways to mitigate them at a local level. And in February 2020, Mildura Rural City Council declared a climate emergency, despite the scepticism the mayor says others have expressed.
You know, you talk to people who have been farming the land for a very long time, and they will say, you know, it's different to what it was when they were kids. There can be a reluctance to, in some quarters, to accept climate science and to accept the realities. You know, I've always said that, you know, we need to be really honest with ourselves about those realities and those risks.
In the meantime, life goes on. Emily Dalton's daughter, Violet, has returned to school, albeit reluctantly.
Like, I'm excited to see my friends again, but I'm also very, like, I don't want to learn in this hot, sticky weather.
And Kamaljeet Gruival says the family intends to keep overcoming the challenges they face.
We grew up doing farm work alongside our parents and cousins while studying. I feel proud to say that now our next generation, our children, are also following the same path. We are carrying forward the work of our ancestors.
From Mildura, Deborah Grok, SBS News.
This summer, feed your curiosity with SBS. In How Humans Talk, Rune Pedersen explores how language connects us, shapes our identities, and even changes how we see the world. And Grave Matters takes a lively look at death with Anthony Levin and Nadine J. Cohen digging into the mysteries of grief, death care, and the business of dying. You'll want to talk about these shows all summer. Listen now on the SBS audio app or wherever you listen to podcasts.